Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Sparky Adams. Batting second. The catcher, Jimmy Wilson. Batting third. The right fielder, George Watkins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ripper Collins. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Wally Roedger. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Andy High. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Pepper Martin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Charlie Gelbert. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alan Stout. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Alan Stout. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Billy Gerges. Batting second. The shortstop, Woody English. Batting third. The right fielder, Kiki Kyler. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Riggs Stevenson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Smith. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Smith. And now, play ball. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. English misplays the ball. That's an error on English. Jimmy Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Watkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watkins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adams moves to second. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Roedger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roedger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Watkins. Gerges reaches second base with a double. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English strikes out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gelbert fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kyler. The throw from Wilson and he is safe. Kyler steals second. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson takes first base on ball four. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kyler scores. Wilson moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gelbert can't make a play. That's a base hit. Wilson scores. Hornsby moves to second. It's 2-0, Cubs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pepper Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Bottomley pinch hits for Alan Stout. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Lindsay now pitching. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a fly ball into left field. Roe Edgar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Roe Edgar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevenson. Adams reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Watkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watkins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Watkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops it up and throws to first, with Smith covering, for the out. Adams moves to third. Two outs. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Wally Roe Edgar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roe Edgar is 0-for-1 in the game. Roe Edgar hits a pop-up towards short. English settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-1 in the game. English hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gelbert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-1 in the game. Kyler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Kyler moves to second. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hornsby hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Martin. Hornsby reaches second base with a double. Kyler scores. Wilson moves to third. It's 3-0, Cubs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Stevenson is walked intentionally. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. Wilson scores. Hornsby moves to third. Stevenson moves to second. two outs. It's 4-0, Cubs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimm is walked intentionally. Bob Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gelbert fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High is 0-for-1 in the game. High hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pepper Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gerges fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert is 0-for-1 in the game. Gelbert takes first base on ball 4. Martin moves to second. Ernie Orsatti pinch hits for Jim Lindsay. Ernie Orsatti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsatti takes first base on ball 4. Martin moves to third. Gelbert moves to second. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields it and throws to second for the out. Martin scores. Gelbert moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-1, Cubs. Jimmy Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevenson. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Gelbert scores. Adams goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Cubs. George Watkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watkins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Watkins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Kaufman now pitching. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gerges hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Watkins. Gerges reaches second base with a double. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-2 in the game. English hits a fly ball into right field. Watkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kyler hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gerges moves to third. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Watkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Collins bunts in front of the plate. Hartnett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Roedger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roedger is 0-for-2 in the game. Roedger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gerges fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. High hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 3. the Cubs will come to bat. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hornsby is called out on strikes. One out. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gelbert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hartnett is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Pepper Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gelbert hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Grimm hits a line drive into right field. Watkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Roe Edgar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Adams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevenson. Adams reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Wilson bunts, foul, towards third. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Watkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watkins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Watkins hits a pop-up towards third. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Wilson. Collins reaches second base with a double. Adams scores. It's Cardinals, 4, Cubs, 4. Wally Roe Edgar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roe Edgar is 0-for-3 in the game. Roe Edgar takes first base on ball 4. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. High hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats High for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-3 in the game. English takes first base on ball 4. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kyler bunts towards first. Collins scoops it up and throws to first, with high covering, for the out. English moves to second. One out. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gelbert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. English moves to third. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Hornsby takes first base on ball 4. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gelbert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. English scores. Hornsby moves to second. It's 5-4, Cubs. Syl Johnson now pitching. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hartnett is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Pepper Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chick Hafey pinch hits for Charlie Gelbert. Chick Hafey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hafey strikes out. Two outs. Frankie Frisch pinch hits for Syl Johnson. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Jesse Haynes now pitching. Jake Flowers now playing shortstop. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. High scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Gerges hits a line drive into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Watkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watkins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Watkins hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Wilson. Collins reaches second base with a double. Adams goes all the way around to score. It's Cardinals, 5, Cubs, 5. Wally Roedger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roedger is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Roedger hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Wilson. Roedger reaches second base with a double. Collins scores. It's 6-5, Cardinals. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. High hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, English hits a fly ball into right field. Watkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kyler takes first base on ball 4. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Watkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes fires to first and has Kyler trapped. There's the throw to Flowers, who tags Kyler for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.